Now, how can you not do both, whereas they both seem to be similar? You're feeling bad about what you're seeing in your immediate surroundings. You look on TV and you can feel bad about how horrible it is out there. That would just accentuate.
Well, that's what we're saying. When you get to a feeling place that you don't care for, whatever that is, then stop. Don't take another step. Close your eyes. Avoid its gaze. Eliminate it so you're not giving it any attention rather than your undivided attention. And that will do a couple things. It'll make the nail shorter. It'll make the blow of the hammer that's driving it into the actual crust of the earth not so confounding. Because this planet has enough inert kinetic energy to implode itself, my dear. And you know why? Because the human creators imbued it that way. We keep talking about the Pele of don't negotiate the generosity of Pele. And we've said that a couple dozen times.
Yeah.
Because you imbued Pele with a pretty significant amount of power. You see, we just love the Halloween season. It's wonderful because everybody relaxes and allows with all these hobgoblins and all this trick-or-treat and dressing up as other things. See, that's okay because that's not real. Oh, but it is. Oh, but it's not. Oh, but it is. Oh, but it's not. Oh, wait. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Oh, yes. Anyway, it confuses the whole notion of the thing that you don't go crazy if you see a little ghost on your front porch ringing your doorbell with a sack saying trick-or-treat. But if that happened on Christmas Eve, you'd be a little nervous. Does that help or hurt?
I still don't think I've got the point about the differences here. And I think it's just that you probably said these are opposite, but actually they're the same or something.
Well, you perceive them that way, so then you go, well, I've got to give my undivided attention to it. And when you do that, then it just brings more of it.
Yeah. But then
it comes all the way down to, well, gosh, I better check with CNN and see what they say.
Right, and but then, you made the statement that people watching the media aren't giving much attention to it.
Not as much. They are not giving it as much. They are not. It's the individual of, why do I feel this place? And then when you answer that question, then you've got to look for a reason. And then you find the reason very quickly. It's all there. But what you're finding is there's less and less and less. The same way printing companies.
No, don't go into another example till we get this sorted out.
Okay.
So let's just get back to, so people are finding a kind of a negative feeling place. They used to turn to the media and say, well, that's the reason. Everything is messed up. And you're saying now they're doing that less?
Now the examples are even more what you call spooky scary than they were. And even though they're getting worse and worse and worse, people are giving it less and less and less attention. But they're also tangling that up from their feeling place. They don't want to look at the TV, and if they do, then that's why they feel that way. So they figure out, that's why I feel bad. Or they ignore it and go, well, I feel bad, and I'm even hearing second-hand, third-hand of, you know, another 10,000 fell off into the edge of the world, and gosh, those first scientists must have been right. The earth must be flat because they're starting to fall off. So it's the both, you see. In different levels or different degrees are having these effects, but we're pointing out both just so you got a clear pictorial of what the reality is.
Okay.
And did that help?
Well, I guess. I mean, it doesn't jibe with what you said about this is a whole new place. So I guess I just want to know what you're saying the whole new place is.
Just hold on. Let us clean that up before you go back.
Yeah, another shift has to do with the feeling place that is pretty significant, is what you said.
Yes, it is.
Okay, go ahead.
you've energized more than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
First time ever. You have energized the chip and TV body
mm-hmm.
to such a powerful place that they would actually take a body of their own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's new.
Okay. Okay.
And then in that process, guess what else has happened? It's become so powerful, people feel invaded by their chip body and their TV body.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them are pushing it away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You hear more and more people, I don't watch the news. I don't read the newspaper. I don't take the periodicals I used to take. I used to enjoy Time Magazine, U.S. News and World Report. I don't take them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't open them. I don't crack them. I like Architectural Digest just because it's got great pictures of what's being created around now. Okay, I'm good. But other than that, I'm going to leave Architectural Digest and what everybody else thinks about that out of my reality.
Mm-hmm.
So in pushing against that new charged body, guess what you're going to do? You're going to empower it even more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
By ignoring it, you're giving it your undivided attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's the flip side of, that's why it sounds that we were undoing what we were doing, and it's
right.
not.
Okay.
It's a new place because they're not giving it these different bodies attention.
Mm-hmm.
They're screaming louder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Flip it on, honey. Turn on your TV. Turn on your chip. Turn on your chip body. They'll even slip it in and show it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to your homepage of your what you normally look at for your thing, and they'll instantly tell you. You'll find out that Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize when you didn't even care.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And why? And how that's good for him, and why it's bad for him, and why it's his undoing, and why it's his doing, and what they were thinking, and why it was, and on and on and on, and yada, yada, yada. And they have to wait 50 years to find out who nominated him, unless the one who nominated him says, oh, we're going to tell you now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, they're just setting that up, but you, who cares? Who noticed? Who knows? Who's won it in the past?
Mm-hmm.
You know, besides Roosevelt, as a sitting president, there aren't many that have received it as a sitting president. Well, okay, great. Now, how does this change the world? Well, they're saying it's his undoing.
Mm-hmm.
Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who asked to see that? Who wanted? Who was interested? Why couldn't that just been quietly filed away and ready for his library?
Mm-hmm.
And even those that weren't interested, now that becomes fully engulfed.
Mm-hmm.
Is that simpler?
Yeah, that may, okay,
good.
I got it now that
good.
You're saying that it used to be that people who avoided these things, they just avoid them and they wouldn't be affected, but you're saying by avoiding, you're pushing against your very own bodies and they're reacting to that.
That's correct. Perfect words. And that's what's causing this sometimes. You'll start to notice it if you actually engaged with your population there.
Mm-hmm.
You start to notice, and you've mentioned it just lightly in passing, and you wonder, you've asked us before, how can someone else live in the same paradise place that I live, and they're completely undone, they're unhappy, they are miserable, they're having to see how quickly they can get out.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, how is it possible? How can you find perfect weather, perfect climate, perfect water, perfect everything in a contained field and see how fast you can leave it?
Mm-hmm.
And by the pushing against of that process, you see, then it makes it even, the feeling place of being there even more uncomfortable, to the point that it becomes unbearable, to the point that you have to take an action to relieve the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, guess what happens? If you pull the lid off the pressure cooker too quickly, you will release steam, but sometimes you may blow the cover.
Uh-huh.
And the pressure point is the feeling place, and the heat element that's causing it is your environment that you're embracing.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing against friction, that causes heat. Heat exchange, does it not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Whereas you just sort of turn the gas down a bit, turn the fire down a bit, release some of the pressure, and do it kind of slowly, then there doesn't have to be all that pressurized contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Contrast is great. We love contrast. We're all for contrast. Pressurized contrast will blow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's becoming manifested in your dirt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we did the pictorial of a nail being driven, driving the point home, the
mm-hmm.
point of the nail, driving it deeper, hitting it harder. Well, we hit it and it didn't go very deep. Okay, get a bigger hammer. Okay, everybody on three. Here we go. We're all going to swing the hammer. It's a great big hammer. We're going to hit it hard. Well, we're running out of nail. The nail needs to be longer. We need to go deeper. We need to get to the bottom of this. To the bottom of this. We need to get to the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm.
Bam. And then you start clicking off into a new place where it's kind of like, oh my, oh my, how long is the nail going to be? We're going to go all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
That's what your fringe is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a better job with the drama feeling place of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they actually do a very great job. But then you know, you're like, I don't ever want to rift again, or I want to rift out of here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You see, and if you can enjoy it and then look at it from the larger dynamic and say, no, 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 no. You know, bandages don't cause the wounds. Bandages help the wounds to heal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a decent parallel. So if you look at it that way, you go, oh, okay. You know, then it just becomes a show. But see, the reality, there's many things that are showing up in the planet
mm-hmm.
that people can embrace.
Mm-hmm.
And they are. Beforehand, they didn't necessarily. Oh, you'd have a handful. You know, there's always those super embodied individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That didn't care what anybody else thought. They just did their thing, and they were all good. You see,
mm-hmm.
back to the anime world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be happy more than I care whether I'm right or not. And the happy's going to work it out for me. Well, great. Okay? But then you start noticing and everything is changing and everything is shifting and everything is shuffling and everything is sort of undoing and undone, undoable, so much so that it causes a friction place. And
mm-hmm.
you go, well, I really didn't need food. It was good when I enjoyed it, but probably not the most important thing in my experience. And then all of a sudden your body says, wait a second, what about nutrition?
Now, where are you going with the food thing, sorry?
We're just making an extreme side of the bracing contrasting experiences that when you do that, it makes them larger, makes them more
okay.
bigger,
yeah.
more problematic to you,
okay.
kind of. But we'll behave.
Yeah, behave. Yeah, so you're bringing in the bodies to help people understand how they're going to keep they're kind of wrapped in these bodies, and that's driving some of their emotions and reactions. So how do we keep from continuing to hit this nail?
By easing. How do you keep the pressure cooker from blowing?
Oh, yeah.
Turn the gas down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't jerk the pressure release valve right immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Carolyn, now I want to go to it. This is the same point. This is the same place. This is where we are. But now we can't stay there anymore. We've got to go to a new place.
Mm-hmm.
And right here, right now. Dear, the worlds, the portals,
mm-hmm.
there have been more portals activated in the last month and a half than there have ever.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And they are getting hot as a $2 pistol.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's coming because of this pressure.
Mm-hmm.
There are things within the earth that are there for a purpose that are being activated and created and coming on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
In the Old Testament, the major and minor prophets, mm-hmm. they spoke of things coming.
Mm-hmm.
They gave them names, they gave them references, and that most of them missed it, but a lot of them got it. But they were giving the example so you could be aware.
Mm-hmm.
Be aware.
Mm-hmm.
Not beware, be aware.
Uh-huh.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
Aware, that'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
No, be aware that that's an electrical current that's more than your physical body can accept and survive.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And this activation is coming and happening and being, and they keep charging it, and it's almost like they can't get the engine started, so they just keep turning the crank.
Mm-hmm.
And it's flooding the capacitors.
Mm-hmm.
And the result is going to be this opening larger anomalies,
mm-hmm.
in your physicalness.
Mm.
And that's whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm. Can you name some of those anomalies?
Sure. Horrific electrical storms.
Uh-huh.
Unheard of lightning strikes.
Mm-hmm.
Or earthquakes. Or violent earthquakes. Let's give an example. Typically in Los Angeles or in that side of California,
mm-hmm.
they have a 2.1 earthquake. Happens almost weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been and feel a little shake now and again, yes?
Yes.
And it's no big deal. They don't stop the world, do they?
No.
I mean, they don't call off the schools. I mean, unless the school falls into a hole or something. But you have a little shake. It lasts 10 seconds. And then you may have a little aftershake. But it's just, they call it the settling meaning. It's just a little quiver.
Mm-hmm.
Not the shear, you know, where things fall. It's just a little shake.
Right.
Not the shear. But now you're starting to notice that their Richter gauge, the Richter scale, the average earthquake is turning into 7.6.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they don't speak of more than 10.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now, guess what? If normal becomes 7.6, you start have to move the scale up.
Uh-huh.
They don't know how to gauge that scale.
Mm-hmm.
So when they hit a 10, they're not. If it's a 10, they're not going to know what a 15 feels like.
Wow.
Water boils at a certain temperature, 100 degrees Celsius, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get hotter than 100 degrees Celsius and be water, because then you turn into steam.
Mm-hmm.
But what if, when that changes, or the fullness thereof is embraced, 100 has to be 115?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna undo things that they count as R.
Mm-hmm. And what's going to make water boil at 115 and
that
not?
That was not the point. That was
yeah.
the example.
Okay.
That was the example. It's the, when 7.6, what are they going to do when 7.6 becomes normal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how are they going to raise the gauge, because they don't know they don't know more than 10.
Mm-hmm.
They've mm-hmm. not felt more than 10.
Mm-hmm.
But now you start giving your undivided attention to it, and then guess what? You're going to spike a 15 in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And at the rate they're going, pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not saying a date, because the human creators have all to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's feet per second per second.
Mm-hmm. What's feet per second per second?
The amount of velocity that it takes to cause a 15 on the Richter scale as far as a volcano, a earthquake and or volcanic eruption.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Notice we said and or.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, once that starts shaking within your atmospheric condition, you're bubbling a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden you start affecting weather patterns.
Mm-hmm.
JW's just been enjoying the rain. They called it and they said, thank goodness we're going to have a nice rainy weekend. And there's been about 4 inches of rain that's fallen yesterday and today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's locked in and it's supposed to rain through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots and lots of rain in a flooded place of underwaterness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an example of then you go, how do you stop the rain? Well, then
let's go back to that. That's an example of what? Of the earth correcting?
No, earth answering.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, the earth doesn't correct, the earth allows.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
The creators create.
Mm-hmm.
But this is their playground.
Mm-hmm.
The earth doesn't move the sand. The people playing in the sandbox move the sand.
So with all the earthquakes and various things happening all over, then somewhere there's got to pop out some answer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but not the one you think.
Not what the one... What?
The answer, the obvious answer would be, slow down the pressure cooker. Don't pull off the valves. Slow this thing down just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Be easy with your place of beingness. Give your undivided attention to the only things that you want. Enjoy and embrace all the things that you already have that you delight yourself in. Don't push against anything, especially if it's something you enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't bitch about the sunshine if you really want sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you really enjoy it, then never open your mouth regarding of how you're sick of the sun and you're ready for some rain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even though rain may absolutely be embraced and enjoyed, and when you get a little shower, enjoy the hound out of it. Get out and play in it, you know. Embrace how delicious it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. So, but any time it's other than that, you see, you're going to go from flood and then to drought.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you can't just lower a few degrees. No, you got to go to below freezing.
Mm-hmm.
Or so hot you can't go outside.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just get like in the 78 degree mark and be happy. Well, no, that's too cold. Oh, no, that's too hot. Oh, no, that's it. You see, and from side mm-hmm. to side, even in your own household, you can't even come to a mind of enjoyable compromise.
Mm-hmm.
So and then instead of it being moving just a bit, it's all the way wide open hot or all the way wide open cold. The extremes are getting more extreme.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay. So the earth is answering. What other answers is the earth giving?
Cloud structure.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's called, and they haven't named it yet, but it's called a super nimbus. Give reference to it with the superstorms, those cumulonimbus that are known as thunder clouds, thunder boomers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're coming into a place that, when the way the stratosphere is reacting,
mm-hmm.
because remember, like you have your non-physical around you,
mm-hmm.
well, the Earth has a non-physical around it known as the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
It's making room for the cloud formations known as supercells,
mm-hmm.
but then finally we'll name them a super nimbus.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
They haven't done that yet, but they will.
Well, I'm looking at a great big cloud structure here. They roll off Mount Haleakala, and
yeah.
To me they seem like super nimbuses.
Nope.
Okay.
No. You're looking at the lightning strikes from the clouds, the supernimbus clouds we're talking about would be the equivalent of 100 joules.
Mm-hmm.
A big lightning strike?
Yeah.
Is 9.
I see. And we don't get any lightning here in Maui, much of anything,
right.
So. Okay.
Nice. Yes, you do, but not on your land.
Right. Okay. Where are they?
In the ocean.
Okay.
But now that does run, and then you can find the glass. When the lightning strikes the sand and melts it and makes glass.
Ah.
You can find that on your beach.
Mm. Now, why does, as an aside here, why does lightning not strike so much on the land?
Because of a blessing.
Oh.
Mm. An imbued, powerful blessing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That draws the supernatural forces outside of what you call paradise.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So did
that's
some...
That's old.
Some old Hawaiian shaman or what they call kahunas?
Bigger before Pele.
Wow.
See, that all rolled back into the same of the lineage of ancestry of deity.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, what else do you have for us today?
Gosh, that'll do for now. And if Bob plays with that, that'll send him raking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll give him the notes and see what wells up inside his spirit.
Sure, sure. And then if you want, of course, we're happy and we'll have JW ready to play tonight.
Okie dokie smoky. Okay, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. It's very wonderful to speak with you.
Yes, indeed. And we are jiggy. We will talk to you hasta mañana.
Okay, thank you.